ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम श्री महागणपतये नमः ओम सदा शिव समारंभा शंकराचार्य मध्यमा सूर्यो भ्राजो दधातु ओम शांति शांति शांतिः ओम आप्यायन्तु ममांगानि वाक् प्राणश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमथो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वं ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मामा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्त्वनिराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः न तत्र चक्षुर्गच्छति न वा गच्छति नो मनः न विद्मो न विजानीमो यथैतदनुशिष्यात् अन्यदेव तद् विदितात् अथो अविदितात् अधि इति शुश्रुमा पूर्वेषाम् येनस्तद् व्याचचक्षिरे प्रमाता मीन्स् नोवर् प्रमाणम् मीन्स् द मीन्स् आफ् नालेज् अण्ड् प्रमेयम् मीन्स् आब्जेक्ट् आफ् नालेज् ब्रह्मन् ईस् Aprameyam means not prameyam. Not prameyam means not an object. Why? Because Brahman is not available for any of the pramanas, Paurusheya pramanani. Brahman being not available for any of the means of knowledge, Paurusheya Pramanani, Brahman is aprameyam, not an object of knowledge. Being not an object of Brahman, being not an object of knowledge, it cannot be taught, it cannot be communicated, because communication is dependent on the words, and words can describe only objects with some conditions, objects which have fulfilled some conditions such as jati, gunaha, kriya, sambandha, etc. Therefore, Brahman being attributeless, Brahman being nirgunam, Brahman cannot fulfill any of those conditions, does not have those conditions, attributes. Brahman cannot be described by words. And second thing, words can communicate, describe, words can be used in communication only if the object to be communicated is available for any of the means of knowledge. Therefore, what does it mean? Brahman is not an object of knowledge. Therefore, the teacher said, we do not know how to communicate Brahman. We do not know Brahman. I mean, the teacher expresses his helplessness. He says, I am helpless. So this statement, this expression, na vidmaha, na vijanimaha, through which or wherein the teacher expresses his helplessness, does not mean that Brahman cannot be communicated at all. Does not mean it is impossible to communicate Brahman. It means Brahman is not an object, is indicated. And also Brahman, Brahman can be communicated, taught, but it is not easy to communicate. That means that there is a special, unique, effort or extraordinary effort is required to teach. An extraordinary effort is required to understand also. Atishaya prayatnaha, isn't it, is involved. It's not impossible to understand Brahman. It is not impossible to communicate Brahman. But it is difficult to communicate, difficult to understand. The difficulty being involved in teaching, in communicating, in understanding Brahman alone is expressed. The impossibility is not mentioned there. It's not expressed. Okay? Therefore, but still it is communicable, means even words also cannot be used as means of knowledge. But still Shastra's words alone, somehow communicate Brahman. Yes, because Shastram, the tradition has presented, has gifted, the tradition has gifted us with a unique, ingenious communication, method of communication. Okay? And that method is what? Anyadeva tat viditat aviditat adhi. Anyadeva tat viditat aviditat. Okay. So we'll see that now. Atyantameva.
Atyantameva.
Upadesha prakara. Pratyakhyane prapte.
Tad.
Apavadaha.
Ayam uchyate.
Satyam.
Evam.
Pratyakshadibhi pramanaihi na paraha pratyayayitam shakyah. So, it is not possible to, it's not possible to arrive at Brahman through any of the pramanas, such as pratyaksham, you know, உபமானம் அர்த்தாபத்திஹி உபமானம் அனுபலப்திஹி சப்தாதி ஆல் பிரமாணம்ஸ் பட் ஆகமேனது சக்கியதே ஏவ பிரத்யாயயிதும் பட் இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள் டு கம்யூனிகேட் பிரம்மன் இட் இஸ் பாசிபிள் டு கம்யூனிகேட் பிரம்மன் பை தி பட் நோ வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் சாஸ்திரம் ஆகமா இஸ் வேத பிகாஸ் திஸ் ட்ரெடிஷன் ஆகமா வேத ட்ரெடிஷன் ஹியர் has gifted us with unique, has designed a unique methodology, method of communication. Next slide. I think we have to move from here. And what is that method, the unique method presented by the tradition is this. Tad upadeshartham. ஆகமம் ஆக ஆகமம் ஆக மீன்ஸ் ஹி செட் ஹி கோட்ஸ் தட் மெத்தட் வெரி மெத்தட் இஸ் இன்பில்ட் ஹியர் தி மெத்தட் ஆஃப் கம்யூனிகேஷன் இஸ் இன்பில்ட் இன் திஸ் வெரி வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தி சாஸ்திரம் For what? In order to, what is it, that method of communication? He quotes, says that, Anya Deva.
Anya Deva.
So, Upadeshartham means for communicating, for teaching. Agamam Aha. He quotes that, quotes that statement. Aha means he said this. He says the teacher Aha said. Said Aha means said. He said what? Agamam. Agamam here means what? The statement of the Veda. Which itself has the methodology, the method of communication inbuilt. Okay? அந்யதேவ
அந்யதேவ
தது விதிதாத் அதோ அவிதிதாத் அதி இதி சோ தட்ஸ் ஹிஸ் கோ இதி மீன்ஸ் இதி தஸ் செட் த டீச்சர் ஹி செட் வாட் ஹி கோட்டட் த சென்டென்ஸ் statement of the Veda, Upanishad, wherein the method is inbuilt, the communicative method is inbuilt, and he says, now thereafter, so having said this, having presented, quoting the Shruti statement as the definition of Brahman. Okay, the definition of Brahman also has the inbuilt method. Now then thereafter he explains the meaning of these words Viditam Aviditam. How does he explain? See here. அந்யத்து ஏவ சோ அந்யத்து ஏவ ஹியர் ஆஃப்டர் ஐம் கோயிங் டு கோ வேர்ட் பை வேர்ட் பிகாஸ் ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் இட் டு மிஸ் ஹேவ் எனி வேக்னஸ் தேர் அந்யத்து ஏவ சோ அந்யத்து மீன் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு பிருதக் அந்யத்து ஏவ மீன்ஸ் டெஃபினெட்லி செப்பரேட் டிஃபரண்ட் அதர் பிருதக் is what a meaning, a synonym of the word anyat. Prithak eva. It is different. Brahman is different. To say that anyat eva. Now, different from what? He is tadu, that what that is definitely different. Different from what is that? Yat prakritam, that which is under discussion. Whatever is now under discussion. Prakritam means what? That which is under discussion now is Brahman. The Atma. That Atma, the Brahman, which is under discussion now, is different. Okay. Are you listening? Different. Different from what? Shrotradi nam shrotradi iti uktam. The Brahman, which is said, which has been explained as the ear of the ear, etc. The Brahman, which has been defined as the ear of the ear, etc., which is under discussion now, is what now? Avishayam. Avishayam. Cha tesham. Tesham avishayam means it is pramana avishayaha. Pramana avishayaha means it's not object of, it's not available for any of the senses. Okay? Tesham avishayam. Avishayaha means what now? Object. Avishayam means what now? Brahman is avishayam, means what now? Brahman is being not available for objectification as an object for through any of this means of knowledge. Okay? So it's not an object. Okay. Saying this, now he starts explaining. First he explains, tadu viditat anyat eva. Okay, now he goes. First he explains the word, meaning of the word viditam. Shankara first explains the meaning of the word viditam. Then he will go to the meaning of the word aditam, aviditam. Tadu. Tad is equal to Brahman. That Brahman, which has been understood now, which has been said to be, isn't it, avishaya of any of the senses, which is under discussion, is different from the objects. That is, viditat anyat eva. It is different from the known, different from the known, different from the knowable entities, any of the knowable entities. Okay, now Shankara explains. Viditat anyat means it is different from the known. When you say, what is the known? How can you distinguish something from the known? You do not know what the known is. First, may you understand what the known means. If you understand what the word known means, then you can distinguish Brahman being different from the known. Is it clear? So he explains the viditam now. What does the known mean? Yes. Viditam nama.
Viditam nama.
Vidnama means, viditam means, viditam means, nama here means. Or viditam, is it to be? Viditam is yade vidikriya vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. So yad means that which is, isn't it? That which is vidikriyaya atishayena aaptam. Vivi here is a dhatu, to know. Kriya means the process of knowing, the knowing process. Literally the word kriya means action, but here kriya should be the process of knowing is called vidikriya. Vidikriyaya, by the process of knowing, isn't it? Aptam, no, atishayena aptam. Atishayena aptam means specifically, atishayena specifically or particularly aptam, obtained, gained, arrived at, reached, isn't it? Now something which is arrived at, apta means arrived at, or obtained, or gained as an object, particularly through the process of knowing. What is viditam? You have to say define. He defines, to define Brahman being different from the known, he first defines viditam, the known. Viditam nama vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. Definition. That which is arrived at through the process of knowing is the known. Okay, if that which is yad vidikriyaya atishayena aptam tad viditam, I'm adding now, I'm making a sentence, breaking the sentence to make it easy for you. Yad vidikriyaya, okay, it is arrived at, obtained as an object through the process of knowing. Not generally, specifically, is the known. And here we have to understand, what is this vidikriyaya atishayena praptihi? What does it mean here? Knowing is what now? Vidikriyaya atishayena praptihi is knowing. So there is, you see, the mind is called antahkaranam, and in the mind, antahkaranam, there are many vrittis. And antahkarana vrittihi, okay, is called pramana vrittihi. Pramana vrittihi. Antahkarana vrittihi is a pramana vrittihi. Antahkarana vrittihi, it goes out. Antahkarana vrittihi goes out. Antahkarana vrittihi, when the antahkarana vrittihi goes out through any of the sense organs, it is called what? Pramana vrittihi. So this antahkarana vrittihi as pramana vrittihi goes out through any of the senses, and thereafter it pervades the given object, specific object, a particular object, envelops the object. So this antahkarana vrittihi going out through the senses and enveloping, pervading the specific given object becomes what is called prameya vrittihi. pervades and assumes the form of that object. This I taught you in Dakshinamurti Stotram. This also I taught you in Drik Drishya Viveka. What is the process of knowing? Antahkarana Vrittihi through the sense organ goes out as a pramana vrittihi and pervades the given object, envelops the given object, thereby thereafter it takes, assumes the form of that object. It's called prameya vrittihi. Okay, that means this process of, isn't it, focusing. Process of focusing. It's called focused knowledge. So, how many vrittis can be there now? All antahkarana vrittis can become pancha pramana vrittis. Isn't it? The particular object. Antahkarana vrittihi, it goes through the ear. It's a pramana vritti. And envelops the object called sound. And assumes the form of the sound. What now? No? Shabda vrittihi. Shabda prameya vrittihi. Antahkarana vritti goes out through the eyes. Envelops the given specific object, form, color, light, shape, assumes the form of the object of sight. It is what now? Again, rupa prameya vrittihi. Same antakkana vrittihi goes through the nose and pervades the object. Envelops the object called smell, assumes the form of that object. Is it? That's a grana prameya vrittihi, rupa prameya vrittihi, ruchi prameya, isn't it? Rasana prameya vrittihi. Taste. Ruchi prameya vrittihi. Sparsha prameya vrittihi. Listen now, becomes vritti. So that means what? Prameya vrittihi. So this process of focusing, process of focused knowledge. Therefore, anything which is available for this process of knowing, anything which is, now we have to know next step, anything which is available for this process of knowing is what now? Viditam. See, the object of what now? Focused knowledge. Therefore, vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. Vidikriya karma bhutam. Vidikriya karma bhutam. Anything which is anything which is obtained through the process of knowing, available for the process of knowing, is what now he next says, vidikriya karma bhutam, is an object of the process of knowing. Karma means object. Bhuta means, karma bhuta means becomes an, becomes an object of knowledge. Where is the methodology? There is no methodology outside of the teaching. The words themselves have the methodology inbuilt. You whole thing is a method you arrive at. Okay. Karma bhutam. And here, kvachite. So, kvachite means what now? Sometime. Kinchite, something. Kasyachite, for someone or the other. Viditam syat. It becomes the known, an object which is available, an object of knowledge is that which is available for this process of knowing, for someone, at some time, okay, something. Something available for the process of knowing, at some time, for someone or the other. Is called viditam. Is it clear? Viditam. Syat. Viditam syat. Iti. Therefore. Iti. Here is hetu shabda. Hetu varte. Iti. Therefore. Now you know what now? No. What is viditam? Iti. Now you understood the definition of the known. Now you have to, what is definable as the known now? If because you know the definition of the known, you can understand now what is definable. What goes with this definition, isn't it? He says now, iti, sarvameva vyakritam viditam eva. Therefore, sarvam means this entire universe, this entire cosmos. Sarvam here means entirety, entirety of the universe. Idam sarvam, idam is, I'm adding, okay, sarvam eva, vyakritam, vyakritam means what? Manifest universe. Even though the word vyakritam literally means differentiated, we should take it as what? Manifest. Sarvam eva vyakritam. Sarvam vyakritam. This entire cosmos, which is manifest, is what now? Vyakritam viditam eva. Comes under the category of the known. Therefore, Brahman is not the known. So, here Shankara gives two meanings for this word viditam. He also gives two meanings for the word aviditam. For before we even enter here, we can see this. So, viditam has two meanings. One meaning is vyakritam. It's very beautiful, very subtle. Viditam is equal to vyakritam. And he gives one more meaning, heyam. We are going to see that later on. Now, I'm giving you before you enter there. If I tell you before I enter into the text it be easy for you to know. Viditam is equal to vyakritam, and one more meaning is heyam. Two meanings. Okay. And here, the vyakritam, we can understand the vyakritam. What is vyakritam? Vyaktam. Vyaktam differentiated. Differentiated mean what now? Nama Rupa Visishtam. See, I'm adding this to make it clear, okay? Vyakritam Viditam. Shankara uses two words, two meanings. He gives two meanings. Vyakritam Heyam. Viditam is equal to Vyakritam and Heyam. What is Vyakritam? Vyaktam. Manifest. Differentiated. Differentiated means what? Nama Rupa Visishtam. Name and form added. Okay? Visishtam. Nama Rupa Visishtam Vyakritam. That means Karyam. Vyakritam should be understood as what? Vyaktam Nama Rupa Visishtam Karyam. Karyam. Now, what aviditam then? Aviditam is avyakritam, avyaktam, avyaktam, therefore karanam, karanam. Aviditam has two meanings. What are the meanings? He is going to give avyakritam, aheyam. Shankara's words. Shankara gives two meanings for each words. For viditam, he gives two words. I am going to explain every word, okay? Viditam is equal to vyakritam and heyam. Aviditam is equal to avyakritam and aheyam. Okay, so before we see the meaning of the word heyam and aheyam, we have to see what now. Let us see this word vyakritam. What is vyakritam? Vyakritam is vyaktam. Vyaktam means what? Nama Rupa Visishtam. Nama Rupa Visishtam means karyam. No, aviditam is what? Avyakritam. Avyakritam means avyaktam. Avyaktam means is nama rupa rahitam. Therefore, what now? Karanam. Okay? Let us see the simple, small example here. Pot. Pot is a karyam. Karyam. It is manifest. It's a product. And it is differentiated, differentiable from other objects. And it has what now? Nama Rupa Visishtam, the specific name for a specific form. The specific name and form, pot, added. Is it clear now? Is viditam. Therefore, this therefore, he says, viditam nama, read it now.
Viditam nama.
Yade.
Yade.
Vidikriyaya atishayena aptam.
Vidikriyaya.
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 அதிசயேன ஆப்தம் விதிக்ரியா கர்மபூதம் க்வசித் கிஞ்சித் கஸ்யசித் விதிதம் ஸ்யாத் இதி சர்வமேவ வ்யாக்ருதம் விதிதம் ஏவ. So first he defines what now? He gives the definition of Brahman. Okay? As what? Tad viditat aviditat adi. The definition is from where? Upanishad's own words. And that definition has to be defined further, for which he defines what the word, what viditam is. Defines viditam, word viditam. Defines viditam. What is the noun? Vidikriyaya atishayena aptam. That which is obtained as an object through the process of knowing alone is vidikriya karma bhutam, is an object of knowledge. Which means the antakarana vrittihi as a pramana vrittihi, going out through a given sense organ and pervading, enveloping the given object and assuming the form of the given object, that is becoming the prameya vrittihi, is what? The process of knowing. Okay? So anything which is available for the process of knowing alone is what? An object. Once you say this is the, that is what is the known. If anything is available for this process of knowing is the known, means the whole prapanchaha is what now? What is this whole prapanchaha? Vyakrita prapanchaha, vyakta prapanchaha, namarupa visishta prapanchaha, karya prapanchaha, viditam eva, viditaha bhavati. Isn't it? Comes under the category of viditam, the known. Therefore, as you say next, okay? See the beauty. Imagine if you start from the beginning with a teacher like this. Because already you have heard so many things coming, so you can't see the beauty of it. You haven't tasted sweet at all. And the first time, if you open your mouth, slowly, one small crystal is put in your mouth, you feel like that. Okay. Tasmat. Therefore, anyat eva.
Anyat eva.
Iti artaha.
Iti artaha.
Tasmat anyadeva ityartaha. Tasmat viditat anyat eva. Therefore, Brahman is different from the known. Therefore, Brahman is different from that which is known, which comes under the category of the known. What is that which comes under the category of the known? This whole prapanchaha. Why the whole prapanchaha is knowable? How it is knowable? It is available for the process of knowing. Therefore, it is an object. But what is Brahman? Brahman is different from anything which comes, isn't it, under the, which is available for, comes under the category of the knowable, which is available for the process of knowing. What doubt have you here? Because this mantra I really wanted to have. All of you, I will not be unhappy. I will be very happy if you can memorize the Bhashyam also. Not only the mantra. Because it, you see, I wanted to see the beauty of the, isn't it, the ingenious method, built-in method. Okay. Now he is going to the next word. Okay, before going there. Okay, what about the things which are, there are so many things in the world, no? There was many scientific discoveries, inventions, which had not been discovered before, but now there are discovered. Few centuries ago, things which are unknown are now, what now? They've been discovered. Before, what they were unknown, now they have become known. Similarly, whatever is still unknown. So the world is such a great treasure of facts, treasure house of objects, unknown objects also. You have to dig and penetrate and pierce and you can discover. Isn't it? So many things can be known. But for the objects are already there. But it is, why it is, objects may be there. Whatever is not going to be created is already there. But that object is as good as non-existent until it becomes, what now? Discovered. So the discovery of, that's why it's called covered. Unknown is the covered. Known is the discovered. Isn't it? And it is available, there means what now? The object is not available for the process as long as the object remains unavailable for the process of knowing. It is called undiscovered or covered object, unknown object. Then antakarna vritti becomes sharp, isn't it? And you discover. So what is now still, that's why whatever is still under the category of unknown. All the unknown also, which is not unknown now, has the possibility of becoming known. All the unknown are knowable because they have the possibility of becoming known. Because they are available for what? Process of knowing. Therefore, we should take it as what now? Even the unknown also comes under the category of the known, isn't it? Now he is going to define the unknown. What is aviditam? So to reduce the whole jagat, isn't it, into viditam, and thereby to say Brahman is different from the viditam. Next, he is defining what? Aviditam. Aviditam.
Aviditam.
Ajnatam.
Ajnatam.
Aviditam, he used the meaning ajnatam, unknown. Non-discovered. Tarhi.
Tarhi.
See, tarhi aviditam. Here, this particular sentence, aviditam ajna tarhi iti prapte. Till then, it is a thought of the student. What the student thinks, when the teacher defines, when the teacher says, Brahman is that which is different from the known, and he defined the known, he gave the definition of the known, and he also makes, is it this, he defines the word known, and thereafter he says that the whole jagat is what now? Known. Now immediately the student will say, now Brahman is different from the known, that's fine. Then Brahman is aviditam. The thought of the student is what now? What goes in the mind of the student now? Okay, Brahman is not different from the viditam, known. Therefore Brahman is aviditam. Then he thinks, his thought is, Brahman comes under the category of the unknown. I mean, Brahman is unknown. He may have this thought, isn't it? So, iti prapte, if he thinks that way, then aha, the teacher gives his answer. Aha. Okay, to knock off the thought which might have occurred in the mind of a student, that if Brahman is not the known, then it must be the unknown. Why? Because human intellect is like a pendulum. He can never stand straight, either goes to one or the other. It used to always pairs of opposites. In Tamil we say ottaya rettaya. Okay? It has the natural tendency of the buddhi is, if it is not this, it must be that. It can't be both, we never think. You can't think. Isn't it? Therefore, immediately the mind will go like that. Therefore, when the teacher said, the defined viditam, and he said Brahman is different from the known, immediately the student must entertain a thought, what? Brahman is aviditam. Oh, then Brahman is aviditam then. It's like, no patience. Wait, I'll tell you, the teacher says, okay? Aha, teacher said.
So, aha literally?
Said.
Said.
Okay. Atho. 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 Aviditat. Say no?
Aviditat.
Vidita viparitat. Aviditat. What now? Brahman. No. Brahman is not only different from the known, it's all different from the unknown also. Aviditat. From the unknown also. What is unknown? Now he defines unknown. Vidita viparitad. Vidita viparitad means what? Which is different from the known. Unknown is the different from the known. Isn't it? Vidita viparita is aviditam. That which is different from the known is unknown. Isn't it? Therefore, that aviditat, aviditam is that which is different from the known. So, vidita viparitad, aviditat. What is aviditam, vidita viparitam? What is the unknown? What is different from the unknown? What is it which is different from the known? Unknown. What is unknown? He says, avyakritat. Avyakritat. Undifferentiated. Okay, undifferentiated alone is the unknown. Look at this picture, very beautiful, isn't it? Undifferentiated is the unknown. What is undifferentiated? Undifferentiated is avyaktam. Okay? Okay. What is avyaktam? unmanifest, isn't it? And unmanifest is otherwise called what? Avidya Lakshanat. So, you know? Avidya Lakshanat. Okay, otherwise called Avidya. What is Avidya here? Moolavidya. Moolavidya is, what is Moolavidya? It is Avyakrita Bijat. The seed, isn't it? Vyakrita Bijat. With Avidya Vilakshanat, Vyakrita Bijat. Seed of the manifest. In the form of. In the form of. Okay. Then, look at this. Avidya Lakshanat. He is Vyakrita Bijat. Vyakritam means differentiated manifest. Vyakrita Bija means seed of the manifest. Cause of the manifest is what? Maya. Brahma Shakti. See the beautiful now, beauty now. All the anything. Okay? So, Vyakrita Bijam means seed of the Vyakritam. Now, pot is the Vyakritam. Clay is the Vyakrita Bijam. Seed of the manifest form. Cause of the manifest form. Is clay. Is it clear now? Therefore, he says, now what he means is aviditam is equal. So I gave you initially meaning. Shankara gives the meaning for the word aviditam. Aviditam is equal to avyakritam, avyaktam, avidya. He gives two meanings, avyakritam and aheyam. We have not seen the explanation of the words aheyam, no? Aheyam and aheyam. We are only seeing what now? We are first seeing the meaning of the word viditam first. Avyakritam. Vyakritam and avyakritam. So avyakritam means undifferentiated. Undifferentiated means what? Nama rupa avisishtam. Isn't it? Nama rupa arahitam. Therefore it is what? Avyaktam. What is avyaktam? Avidya. Moolavidya. What is moolavidya? Maya. What is maya? Pradhanam. What is pradhanam? Brahma Shaktihi. What is Brahma Shaktihi? Prakritihi. You have to remember all the synonyms of the word maya. Which is the Vyakrita Bijam. Avyakritam is the Vyakrita Bijam. Seed of the manifest. Therefore, what is Vyakritam? Karyam. What is Avyakritam? Karanam. Therefore, what is Brahman now? Different from the Karya Karana Vilakshanam. Brahman is Vyakrita Avyakrita Vilakshanam, Karya Karana Vilakshanam. Vilakshanam means distinct, different. Vyakta Avyakta Vilakshanam. Vyakta Avyakta Vilakshanam. Vyakrita Avyakrita Vilakshanam. Karya Karana Vilakshanam. Therefore, aviditam is equal to karanam. Vyaktam, viditam is equal to karyam. Why? Viditam is equal to vyakritam. Aviditam is equal to avyakritam. Therefore, viditam is equal to vyaktam. avidhitam is equal to avyaktam. What is Brahman? Different from the karana karya or karya karana vilakshanam Brahman. Now the question comes, therefore, whatever in this prapancha vyaktam now, vyaktam is manifest now. Suppose there are so many things which have not yet been discovered, are still what? Unmanifest. Not uncreated, unmanifest. Whatever is now also not created, manifest. Whatever is vyakritam is not created, manifestation of what was, what is, and whatever is not known also is not uncreated, really still remains unmanifest. What is Brahman? Different from, distinct from karyam and karanam. We are not using the word prapancha jagat here. Just, so we have finished the meanings of two words, viditam and aviditam. This is, it throws light for so many things, isn't it? Now here the doubt comes. What about the experiences, experience of heavenly pleasures, heavenly objects, heavenly beings? There is another world, isn't it? There is heaven, there are heavens, there are higher lokas, and the heavenly experiences, heavenly experience objects, heavenly beings, which are also discussed by the Shastram, they will never be available for knowledge for people who are living now in this world. That means, for the embodied people, embodied beings, the heavenly objects, heavenly pleasures, heavenly beings are not known, never become known. Unknown. Okay, but still, those heavenly beings, heavenly objects, heavenly experiences are all what are known for the heavenly beings. It's like this hall of this house is known for people who are here. Perceptible for people who are here now. But people who are elsewhere, it's not perceptible, isn't it? Like that. The heavenly objects also, heavenly beings, heavenly things, anything pertaining to the heaven also, what now is known, becomes the known for heavenly beings, not for the worldly. Bhuloka vasinam swargaloka vishayaha aviditaha. Is it? But even though for bhuloka vasinam swargaloka vishayaha aviditaha, even though yadyapi, even if the heavenly objects are not known, do not become the known for the worldly beings, these beings, still they are known for, they are the known, they become the known for what now? Surgaloka vasinam, but those beings. Therefore, they come under the category of the viditam. We don't forget it, you see. So this particular statement now, no, aviditat, avyakritat, avyaktat, namaruparahitat, avyaktat, moola, no, avidya, lakshanat. See, you want to make it all panchami minute. Avidya, yaha, you should have so told. To avoid the confusion, avidya, lakshanat. Vyakrita bijat, isn't it? What now? Anyat, different. This has negated the entire scientific process. Okay? Therefore, science, what is science? What is science now? Avyakritam becoming vyakritam. Aviditam becoming viditam is science. Isn't it? What is Brahman? Neither the viditam nor the aviditam. So aviditam, so therefore Brahman does not come under the, come under what now? Not scientific, not available for any scientific process. Therefore, here one thing, the entire scientific process has been negated here. And one more thing, this is a very profound teaching this is. And one more thing is, hereafter, if hereafter we can at least what now stop expecting to experience Brahman. Self-experience, realization, we can stop expecting. Then, this viditat, aviditat, anyate, if Brahman, now you know what is unknown, isn't it? Karanam is unknown, karyam is the known. Unmanifest, anything unknowable, anything knowable, is it? Unknown also comes under the category of knowable. Anything known also is what now? Knowable. And that which doesn't come under the category of the knowable doesn't come under the category of the object. Therefore, then your whole prapanchaha, everything else, that Brahman, what is that Brahman then? What is that Atma then? Isn't it? Then helplessly, choicelessly, you will stumble upon the subject, the self. Therefore, viditat aviditat ati is equal to tat tvam asi. This definition helps you to just stumble upon yourself. Okay? Okay, let us read this now. Then we'll go to the next word, meaning of the word. Adhi. Now Shankara goes to the next meaning of the word. Now we have finished Anyat, Eva, Tad, Viditat, Athaha, Aviditat. We have seen all that. We are going to the next word. What now? Adhi. Adhi.
Adhi.
Iti.
Iti.
Upari arthe.
Upari arthe.
Okay. the word adhi is an indeclinable word which literally means upari. Upari means above. Upari means above. See, upari asti. Isn't it? Upari. Phone upari asti. An opposite of adaha. Is it? Upari adaha. See, vastram upari asti hastaha. Is it? Pustakam adaha asti. Adaha means under. Upari above. So, upari arthe. Generally, the literal meaning of the word adhi is upari above. But here, Vashankara says, upari arthe, but lakshanaya, by implication, isn't it? Implication, anyat iti arthaha. Different. The word adhi, which literally means above, here is used in the sense of different, distinct. Aviditat adhi means aviditat anyat. Okay? Lakshanaya anyat iti arthaha. Have you got it? Lakshanaya means what now? He used to mean, is it? Upari adhi iti. Say no, adhi iti. Upari arthe.
Upari arthe.
Lakshanaya.
Lakshanaya.
Anyat.
Anyat.
Iti arthaha.
Iti arthaha.
So in this context, the word adhi, which literally means above, by implication, it means different, not above. Okay. Then, yadhi, yasmat,
yasmat,
adhi,
adhi,
upari bhavati,
upari bhavati,
tad,
tad,
tasmat,
tasmat,
anyat,
anyat,
iti,
iti,
prasiddham,
prasiddham.
Okay. Now, he explains why you should take the word adhi in the sense of different. How you can take it, which actually means above, but how it can be taken as different, is it? He says, look at this. If you say something is above something, Shankara explains, see, every word. If you say, the question comes, there's nobody is questioning, he himself explains. There's no Purupakshi here, but Shankara himself explains. Before the Purupakshi, why do you say that? He doesn't even give room for Purupakshi to come and ask something. Why should we take the meaning of the word adhi, you know, as anyate, not as upari? Same means the same. Okay, don't worry. Upari is the meaning, but here I'm taking it as anyate. No, why? Look at it. He gives explain. If something is said to be above something, that which is above something is different from the other, below. Isn't it? It's not the same. Which is above, anything which is above something is different from that. Therefore, we can take the meaning as what no, as different. What he says. Yadi, yadhi, yasmat,
yes,
because it is adhi upari bhavati. Adhi upari bhavati. Tad tasmat anyat. That which is above something is different from that. The other one. Is clear now? That anything which is above something is different from that something. iti prasiddham. It is very well known. Therefore, isn't it? Okay. Now he is going to explain the word. Now he will give another meaning. Okay, look at this. What I already told you, he is going to talk about it now. Yad viditam.
Yad viditam.
Now, having defined the viditam, now he is talk about the nature of the viditam. Okay, definition of viditam is over. Definition of aviditam also is over. Thereby he helped us to understand Brahman is different from the that viditam and aviditam. Therefore, that Brahman when you see that viditam, when you reduce the whole viditam and aviditam, then what remains is only you. Therefore, it helps you to arrive at viditat aviditat anyat is equal to tat tvam asi. It helps you to arrive at you. Okay, therefore that Brahman is you. Thereafter, he gives the meaning of the word adi, which also means different. Isn't it? Okay. Now he explains again. He is giving the nature of the viditam. Look at this. Yad viditam.
Viditam.
Now anything which is known, unknown also becomes what comes under the category of the knowable. Therefore that also should be taken as what now? Viditam only. Viditam. Anything which is known, you got alpam.
Alpam.
Tad alpam.
Alpam
means what now? Here? Small. Literally means small. Small means time wise. I tell you, time bound. Alpam here means time bound. Spatially also limited. Alpam here is limited. Small. Even though alpam literally means small, here we can take it as limited. It is subject to limitations. Time bound. Isn't it? Time bound. Then what now? Anything which has, it has a beginning, because a manifest, until it becomes manifest, isn't it? Avyakritam, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it is what now? It has a beginning. Therefore, time bound. Martyam. Martyam means subject to change. Change subject to death. Death is something change. Martyam. Therefore, because subject to change, the subject to separation. Therefore, what? It becomes source of sorrow. Dukkhatmakam. Dukkhatmakam. Cha iti. Okay? Viditam is of the nature of. Now you know, you have understood what viditam is, therefore viditam has beginning, viditam has an end also. Therefore it is time bound. It is subject to all limitations, possible limitations. Therefore it is subject to change, death, subject to get separated. Therefore it is a source of sorrow. Dukkhatmakam. Therefore, iti, because of that, isn't it? Heyam, it is to be rejected. One should not hold on to that. The very thought of separation is painful. Imagine, even when we are living, when we are alive, when things we are enjoying, we know one thing, every object is subject to time. Every object of experience is subject to time. Every experience itself is subject to time. Therefore, when any pleasure, sukham which you are having with the object, that sukham will come to an end when the object
goes.
Therefore, even before the object goes, if you think, imagine if this object goes. We never think I die, okay? We always think of others dying. Without that person, without that person, the thought of separation is dukkha janakam. Leaving that place, without being with this person, without enjoying that, without that experience, without having this, how my life will be. I cannot imagine my life. Then it's very pain, you don't want to imagine, don't want to think about it. In the first chapter of Gita, why Arjuna laments so much? Before even the war started, before even his relatives died, before even he got separated from them, the very thought of becoming separated from Bhishma, Drona, all of them, so much of agony. Imagine after enjoying, after getting separated, how much pain will be. Thought of separation before separation itself is painful, means. And after separation, how much pain will there be? Therefore, dukkhatmakam. It's the nature of the viditam. Why dukkhatmakam? Martyam. Therefore what? Why? Because alpam. Alpam martyam dukkhatmakam. Therefore, it has to be heyam. Heyam means, the word heyam has come from the root ha. What is the verb? Jahati, prajahati. Heyam means it is to be rejected. It should be ignored. It means, how you can reject that? Physical rejection of the viditam is never possible. Cognitive rejection is possible. How can we reject cognitively? What is the way? What is the method? What does it mean by saying rejection of the known? How can I reject them? Rejection of the known is not physically, but cognitively. The cognitively rejecting the known is by resolving the my sense and I sense in Bhagavan. Resolving I sense and my sense in Ishvara, Bhagavan. Only way is very important thing and very intelligent thing. See, there is no such thing called rejection of the world, negligence of the world, without having resolved the my sense and I sense in Ishvara. That is why it is not a physical process. It is completely cognitive. For heyam. They say heyam. Therefore what now? If viditam is heyam, aviditam also is what now? Viditam only. Viditam is heyam. Therefore what is aheyam? What cannot be rejected at all? What cannot be renounced at all? Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is aheyam. You don't need to say Brahman. We can't say Brahman is... Brahman has to be non-rejected. Doesn't say that. Brahman is something non-renounceable. Is it? Non-rejectable. Why? Because the one who rejects is what? Brahman. So, I have brought you to heyam and aheyam. Tasmat viditat anyat brahma ityukte. Therefore, when you say Brahman is different from the known viditam, aheyatvam uktam syat. Aheyatvam uktam syat. Brahman being non-rejectable, Brahman being non-renounceable becomes clear. So this, he establishes what now? Brahmanaha. Is it Brahman being not an object? Thereby Brahman being non-rejectable, Brahman being the subject, Brahman being non-renounceable or non-rejectable also becomes clear. What is aheyam? What is which cannot be rejected at all? Brahman. Aheyam, Brahma. What is heyam? Viditam, heyam. What is aviditam? Aviditam, which will be viditam. Yeah. What is viditam? Anything which is available for process of knowing. Heyam, aheyam is otherwise called upadeyam. And heyam is called upadeyam, anupadeyam. It's clear now. I've explained all the words now. So what are two definitions of the viditam and aviditam? Viditam is vyakritam heyam. Aviditam is avyakritam. Aviditam is avyakritam. Avyakritam, aviditam also becomes what now? Comes under the category of the knowable. But Brahman is different from the karyam and karanam. You have to say karyam and karanam. Viditam is karyam, aviditam is karanam. So Brahman is karya, karana, vidita, avidita, vyakrita, avyakrita. Isn't it? Avyakrita abhyam vilakshanam. Therefore, that avyakritate, vyakritate, karyate, karanate. Drish, isn't it? Karyate, karanate. Vyakritate, avyakritate. Vilakshanam Brahma Tvamasi. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.